Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. I'm so glad you're able to join me as we continue on in a message speaking words of victory. And there's some powerful passages found in the book of Ephesians where Paul is reminding us that in God's eternal purposes, in His manifold, manifest wisdom, He has chosen to display to the rulers of the darkness of this world, to rulers and authorities of this age, that He is God and that He has eternal purposes which were hid, which were kept as a mystery, but it is through the church they will be made manifest. Saints, we have not fully recognized. We may have heard it preached and we can say, yay, praise God, and we shout and we thank the Lord, but how much is that being manifest in our personal lives? Regardless of how long we've walked with the Lord, I think that's a valid question we need to ask ourselves. We have been given authority. He's given us power and authority over all the works of darkness, right? But sometimes we are slow or hesitant to use that authority. We have the power to speak boldly, not in our own strength and our own credentials, if you will, but we can speak to Satan and his demons and command them to flee from before us. James tells us that we are, first of all, to be submitted to God. That's the requirement. And if we are submitted, we can then resist the devil and he will flee from before you. I mean, that indicates not just going away, stopping bothering you, but he will flee. And why? As we resist the devil, how do we resist them? Paul, you know, clarifies that we've been given spiritual weaponry, the armor of the Spirit. We've been given the Word of God, which is our offensive weapon. We've been given the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth. All these things God has given us. He's thoroughly equipped us for spiritual warfare. He's equipped us to be victorious and successful in our Christian lives. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people sometimes who experience the new birth genuinely, and they were led to believe that their lives would then just become a bed of roses. Oh, receive Jesus and you'll have peace and joy and happiness. Well, now that is certainly true. However, they perhaps were led to believe that if they ever could become spiritual enough, then there may not be battles. We have to understand we are continually in spiritual warfare. The battles do not decrease when we serve God. Many times they increase. And there's deceptive teachings that are being promulgated by some that when you're saved, you become part of the family of God, you really won't have much in the way of battles. I mean, I've been in circles, I've been around those that they really don't confess anything but victory. Oh no, I have the victory, you know, name it and claim it. And beloved, I think we do, those that we minister to, those that are seeking for answers, those that desire to be born again, that yes, we have joy unspeakable and full of glory, but we have to understand that we are then being translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and that we have an adversary. Not that we need to be focusing on what the devil is doing, I'm not suggesting that, but we need balance. We simply have to understand the Word of God. All you have to do is read the Word of God, and any preacher worth his salt or teacher worth his salt, that's all they're going to do is help you understand what's in the covers of this book, the Bible, which is anointed by the Lord. And so we have to understand that we can have victory, but we will have battles. And so, beloved, we're called upon to grow up, to mature as the children of God. God has placed a greater demand on the body of Christ in these days to become mature. And we are, the Spirit of God is moving today to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, to a walk of holiness, to get rid of sin in our lives, to battle against the things that would defeat us, against doubt, against unbelief, against the things that would ensnare us in terms of the world. And beloved, God is wanting to pour out a fire that is being fanned through the church today. There is a holy remnant to purify it, to purge it, and to conform us to the image of His Son. If we listen, there are a lot of voices out there, you know, we just need to love everybody. We just need to be tolerant. We need to understand we're living in a new era, and we have to present the gospel in such a way that people are going to they don't want to hear that they're sinners. They don't want to hear that they have to be saved. We shouldn't really talk about the blood of Christ. In fact, one preacher said, let's take the cross out of our churches. Let's do away with the terminology of saved and unsaved. Let's make it churched and unchurched. Making it like a social club. I'm telling you, beloved, we are living in dangerous times, and the lines are being drawn. There are those who have maybe started out correctly, and I'm speaking about leadership, but they're going the way of compromise. They're going away of the way of false doctrine. And many times those churches have thousands of people. People like to have their ears tickled. Paul was talking about it. And they want to hear about salvation, but they don't want to hear about obedience. Beloved, that's what cheap grace is, that says you can just kind of live any way you want because the grace of God covers it. Beloved, that is not true. God hates sin. And we, beloved, must learn to hate the things that God hates. God loves everyone, the most wicked, evil person on the face of the earth. He loves them, but He hates the sin. And beloved, we need that same heart of compassion to reach out to people who will have ears to hear. And the Spirit of God is moving. Many, many are being drawn by the Spirit of the Lord. Excuse me. Remember how God moved in your own life. Wasn't there a time that you really became hungry for truth? Or perhaps you might have been raised in a church, but you wanted reality. The more people we see raised up who want God's power and manifested in this earth, then the devil's going to realize his days are numbered. Satan wants us to be grieved and full of sorrow. And many of you listening, and I know in my personal life, have gone through times of great trial, great affliction. He wants us to be bone weary. And you know, many times it could be that we've heard the message, we understand the authority that we have. But beloved, there are times that the battles are so intense, the burdens are so heavy, the things we're going through, the fiery trials, are so difficult that we just get weary. And beloved, that's when we need to pray for one another. I doubt that I would have come through some of the very difficult times in my life if it weren't for the prayers of God's people. And so we need each other. And as we come boldly before the throne of grace, a new strength is going to come into us. We will be strengthened with might in the inner man. And then we'll be able to face whatever the battles are with a greater commitment of power and authority than ever before. We know that we are praying according to the will of God. We know that we can say, let God arise, let His enemies be scattered. We know that God wants to see righteousness triumph, and we can pray for loved ones. We can pray for our nation. We can pray for those who are backslid. We can pray for truth to be revealed, and that the compromisers and those that live hypocritical lives, that God will just you know, cause everything that's hidden to be revealed, he will do that one day. But before it's everlastingly too late, let's let people who are sitting on the fence, those who are playing around in God, to understand and realize their eternal salvation, their soul is at stake. And so, beloved, we are living in really critical times. God's word is being unveiled as never before in the hearts of believers. He is showing us that we can dare to believe God for miracles we have never dreamed were possible before. Jesus said, think about this, he said, with God, all things are possible. There is nothing to those who walk in faith. Faith will not be denied. There, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. These are some amazing promises. He does not put limitations on them. So through Jesus, we have boldness as well as access to the throne of grace. We can dare ask boldly. We can seek boldly. We can knock boldly with confidence. And beloved, our lives will never be the same again when we move out in God and boldly do things with and for Him, daring to enlarge our borders by faith in full expectation of God giving great victories and great blessings. And I believe we will see the glory of God manifested in this earth, in behalf of His church, that has never been seen before. I believe He is saving the best till last. And we sometimes look back and say, oh, what wonderful things the early church did. I believe it is just a foretaste of what the latter church, before Jesus comes, what we will be doing to bring glory to His name. Hallelujah. Well, my time is gone and I must bring our broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. We will continue this message. If at any time you miss a broadcast or need to re-listen, just go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click on the broadcast and you can hear them at any time. They're archived there for a number of years. And as you write with prayer requests, we are still making available that little booklet, Which Way Are You Running?, a little booklet that Brother Glass wrote in the 80s. Recently, we had the director of a medical clinic write and ask for 100 copies for her pastor and church, and because she was so influenced when she was a babe in Christ, listening to Brother Glass in the LA area on one of our radio stations. So I invite you to request that. Send your prayer requests. I love you, and I'm so grateful for your prayers as well as your financial support. I pray for you every day, my radio family, and of course, my UCM partners. I love you. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.